Thank you to everybody that helped Kennedy pick which national anthem to submit to the Bruins a couple of weeks back, because obviously everybody picked the right one. It went very well. 600 people turned in demos to replace Rene Rancourt. I don't know that you can replace Rene Rancourt, but they're going to split it up between, I think about, Kate Merrill was saying maybe 15 or 20 different people.
25, I think is
25.
What they were saying.
Oh, really? It's going to be that many?
Yeah, I think there's like 41 home games.
Right.
And if I'm doing reckless speculation, I think, you know, they'll do 25. Plus, you know, during the year, they do contests and,
sure,
you know, things
right,
like that.
Right,
so,
right. I got what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Also, you know, it might be a while before they settle on somebody permanently.
I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah.
If they even do it.
Unless
so,
you know, separate yourself from the pack there, mm-hmm. Kennedy.
Kennedy went to the auditions. They were held last night. Tell us, I want to know every detail. I was following along on your social media, and I was so nervous for you. I knew you were excited to do it, but I could tell, like, the nerves were getting to you.
Yeah, so, you know, you went in, you registered. I mean, it was, like, so professional. You know what I mean? Like, they had signs professionally made, and they had you on the Jumbotron, and they
unlike
had,
what we do around here.
No,
they weren't
I,
on cardboard? That's
I
crazy.
I have been to national anthem auditions that were just, like, in a room, and
yeah,
they cycled you through, and that was
right.
It. This was,
sure,
you know, they had it up on the Jumbotron and all the LED lights around there. It
was there a Zamboni?
No, there was no ice. You know, the gal who
come
does
on!
A lot of this Bruins announcing was hosting it, and it was awesome. So, you know, I was really nervous. I wasn't expecting to be nervous, but I got there, and everybody had a guest except me, so I felt like a loser. And
aww. Where was Annie?
Annie was like at the gym down in Quincy.
Where was Bender?
Bender, that's not what we do. So anyway.
Who's that? I don't even know who that is.
We'll fill you in later.
I'm gone. I've been out.
Oh my God, everybody in here is making
whoa,
really
those
vulgar
are inappropriate gestures. Anyway, back to the national anthem.
I might have had sex the other night, and it was a
don't
very big deal. All right. So,
I
made friends with everybody around me, you know, because we were all there for the same purpose. And I just kind of asked people why they were there and what they were doing. This girl sitting next to me, wicked smart.
Okay, I'm Janelle, and I'm from originally Tewksbury, Massachusetts, and now I live in Belmont, Mass.
And you're a student now, and what are you studying, please?
So I'm studying biotechnology at Worcester Polytechnic Institute.
But?
A PhD program, yeah.
But also?
And also I work at Harvard Medical School as a researcher and lab coordinator.
So not only is she wicked smart, but she can sing too. And it's my understanding you just threw this together in your car one day on a whim.
Yeah, so it came up on my like Google News, and I clicked on it, and I was like, oh, I'll do that. And so I kind of just did it.
In your car?
In my car.
You sung into your phone, in your car?
Into my phone, in my car, one time, just sent it in.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do believe we have found her.
I'm just saying.
Good luck today, sister.
Thank you. You too.
She should be disqualified.
Amazing.
Why?
Because you shouldn't be doing that on your phone when you're in traffic. Sorry, you shouldn't be using your phone when you're in traffic.
The youngest girl to audition was 10, and her name was Sienna, and she's adorable.
Sienna, I'm from Windham, New Hampshire.
Have you ever sung the national anthem here before?
No.
Have you ever sung in a place this big before?
Yes.
Oh, okay then.
Ooh.
Are you nervous?
A little.
I'm really nervous. Can you give me some tips to calm down?
Take a deep breath.
Feeling good about it. What is your plan today? How are you going to wow the judges?
Just try my best.
That's all you can ask for. Well, I wish you the best of luck, my sweet girl.
Thank you.
She was adorable.
Your gamesmanship is not there, Kennedy. You should have been like, yeah, you should slam the mic down afterwards and let them know who they're dealing with.
If you're not taunting a 10-year-old during the national anthem audition for the Bruins, you're not doing it right.
Do you want to sing this or not, Kennedy?
This is hockey, Kennedy. This is hockey.
I heard the woman behind me get interviewed by this really cute guy from Channel 7, and her story was kind of amazing, so I asked if I could speak with her.
My name is Carrie Marr, and I'm from Waltham.
And Carrie, I heard you being interviewed by that really cute guy from Channel 7 who did not interview me. And you were telling your story of why this is so important to you to sing the national anthem. Can you share?
Yes, absolutely. I am a singer right now, but I left a career in law enforcement as a police officer a number of years ago to have a family and to pursue a singing career as well. And so for me, it's a huge honor and privilege to be here and to be asked to audition today in this process. I've been honored to get to sing here before in the past years, in the past decade or so. So it's every time I come in here, I'm just as nervous and excited and honored to be here.
But. Well, good luck today. I hope you kick some ass.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much.
She was really good. She came
wow,
right
after that's,
me.
Wow, that's a great story.
Yeah, don't pick a fight with her because she's law enforcement.
All right. And so here's my actual audition.
Kennedy Elsie. Oh,
gosh, Kennedy.
So that is it. At
that point, everybody else just left.
No, of course not. I got to tell you, the singers that were there that I saw were nothing short of spectacular.
Kennedy, you were amazing.
That was the best performance
I've ever heard.
I've listened to it too many times.
I've heard you sing it like once or twice.
Yeah, all I hear is the mistakes. But you know how it is when it's yours and you're invested in it. So
I'm going to blame the Bruins on this one because they didn't put the ice down.
But you know, they have to do with your singing and your stage presence and all that stuff. I feel very good about it. And either way,
that was awesome.
It was just a great experience, and I met some really great people.
Man, that was so good.
That's it.
We have just as many texts as we normally get for the Friday free-for-all, except these are good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.